Hi, my name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Oh, I just wanted to let you guys know that somebody had hacked my account and ordered. And it's odd because there were two hits at the exact same time, and the phone number, I'm sorry, yeah, the phone number that was on my account is two digits off. So even if I did order from one of you, which I didn't, I will not do business with a company that has crooks working for them.
May I have your zip code so that I can try and locate an order for you?
46550.
And your first and last name?
Cynthia Issel.
Can you verify your address for me?
No. I'm sorry. If I ordered from you or not, and somebody then took that information and made a fraudulent order. So, no, I'm not going to verify my address. I've already done that
Okay.
anyway.
Okay, I'm so very sorry, ma'am, but I do have to have that information to proceed on your account.
Well, you don't have to do anything because I'll be disputing the funds as soon as they're cleared through the bank.
Okay, did you want to just give us a call back with your bank on the line with you?
Nope. I don't want to deal with you at all.
Okay, I'm so very sorry, ma'am. I would love to do an investigation to try and locate any charge for you that was not authorized by you, but we will have to get that information so that I can put it in my system in order to pull the report up for you.
Well, no, that's okay. I'll take care of it with the bank.
Okay, you're more than welcome to give us a call back with your bank, Miss Cynthia. And then once you have the bank on the line, then we can definitely get this rectified for you, okay? Okay, ma'am. We look forward to speaking back with you. And I do thank you so very much for calling customer care.
Goodbye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.